And finally, every Advent season, Christian leaders and organizations around the world send Christmas greetings to Vatican Radio listeners. This year, our contributors are highlighting not just the importance of the holiday season, but also how lasting peace and goodwill can be fostered in today's world. Today's message comes from the Archbishop of Canterbury in England, Rowan Williams.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. It's one of the best known and best loved verses of the whole Bible, and it's often in people's minds around Christmas. For a lot of people, indeed, it's so familiar that they miss how startling it is. God really loved the world. Not just a bit of it, not only the good people and the nice things, but the whole world, the whole universe of stars and silkworms and electrons and human beings. And the result of his love was action. He didn't sit there feeling good, enjoying a pleasant emotion, but stepped into the world so that his love would make a difference. And his action involved a great cost, as real love so often does. In recent weeks, with the discussions around the Bali Conference on climate change and the rising levels of concern about how our environment generally is being reshaped by our human habits of consumption, it would have been good to hear from time to time a reminder that this world, this material world, whose stability and welfare seem so threatened, is a world that God loves. And if God loves it, why don't we? Or at least, why don't we act as if we did? If Christmas reminds us of how God sees the whole of our world, not just human beings, but the whole physical universe of which they're an inseparable part, it should remind us that we're called to reflect that love, and above all, to act in a way that shows it clearly, even though this will mean sacrifice. But what strengthens us to face this is the simple fact we started from. We are loved. We are the object of God's delight and joy. And our love for creation as well as for each other is the overflowing of this joy. So may you all sense something of God's own delight this Christmas, his joy in the world he has made, the world he's constantly nurturing and drawing forward in love. A very happy and blessed Christmas to all listeners to Vatican Radio.